It was a little surprising to see that, especially DT having a couple of them, which is very unusual. I think last year he was one of the probably our better guys, and just probably, you know, he's playing a different spot, a lot on his plate. You know, maybe the first one got in his head a little bit, but he came through towards the end of the game, and he got things going. That slip screen caught and got us down to about the 2-yard line. That was a big play. I'm sure Clancy's excited about it. I didn't even realize it until, you know, probably just now that he got the player of the week. So, I mean, we're more worried about winning, and when one of our guys has a good game, we're happy for him, but we move on pretty quick. I think Vic likes us enough to he's not going to tell him anything. So. But he's practiced against us long enough, but the good thing about our offense is pretty fluid as far as the terminology we use, so we'll be able to – we can protect ourselves enough to where, you know, whatever information he gives them, you know, could have helped him maybe, but I can't chase a bunch of ghosts, and I just kind of got to go with the game plan that we got going. I've been trying to figure that out as the last couple days is what really went wrong. First play, we get a holding call, and then we run it again. We're 2nd and 19, and then we have 2 drops in a row on some plays that we thought might have been pretty good. Then we're putting, and it's just, you know, everybody gets a little irritated as far as we didn't have a successful drive, especially when you score on every drive in the first half. So that was probably our first bad experience of the year. It's a learning experience, and then we'll go back. We'll correct it. It's probably good that some of that stuff happened in the second half. We got the win still, and we have to make sure we go back and clean up a few things, especially towards the end of the game. I think our history speaks for itself as far as we're not one to pull off. Now, are we working on some things, and were we trying to run the ball a little bit? Yeah, but we were still trying to throw it. We figured if we finish a few of those plays a little differently, we had a 3rd and 3, had a drop. The guy falls down, we catch that. That might be a 30-yard gain. So some things didn't go our way in that second half, but in no means will we ever pull off the gas. We're going to try to score as many points until the clock is at 0. I think he's being a little hard on himself. He did a good job. The holes that were there, he did a pretty good job of hitting them. He did do a great job. There was a couple runs where you could see from where I was standing, I was like, oh, this is not going to be good. And he broke a tackle and got some positive yards. But a lot of time, he's doing what the scheme allows him to do. You know, first down, a few of those runs, I mean, he's got to fight for every inch. And then on 2nd down, I put him in a couple positions where when it's 2nd and 3, we're trying to get 3. That's an efficient run. And I think that's why on 2nd and 3rd down, you know, the way we look at it, 10 of those runs, 9 of them were efficient. So that's way over what you're looking for. First down, we need to get better. We're about 33% as far as being efficient there. We need to be better in that area. And we'll be able to help him out. This running game, we're developing. You know, we're kind of using some personnel groupings that we hadn't used in the past. So we're still trying to figure out what's good, what's not, and how far we can take it. We're still working. All 4 of those guys are practicing right now. That's going to be a Coach Fox, throwing it to Coach Fox decision on that one. I know you love that answer. But right now we're working. We're working all 4 guys right now in practice, and then when we decide on the inactives come this weekend, then we'll know who's up. Sometimes it's just you're trying to. He knows the play really well, so he knows he's got a chance for a big play sometimes, and you get ready to take off, and especially how explosive he is. He's looking to get that ball in his hands as fast as possible and get north. And, you know, just a little bit of a concentration deal, and that's the one thing that he's going to do real well. The guy can refocus and start over, and it's a new week. We're going to look at all our options. I don't know who it's going to be as far as how Coach Fox is going to go about who's up, who's down. But all that whole group, I mean, we're looking for all those guys to contribute and see if we can balance it out a little bit. I think we caught them a couple times, the right play at the right time in a certain scheme. And this defense is very difficult to plan for. Coach Sutton does a great job as far as putting his guys in some good positions. They have a great pressure scheme, and they challenge you in man coverage, and you have to be on your game. The protections are really tough to get ready for this game.